Did you just do a back lisp with your oops?
Oh, I don't know.
It sounded like it went oops.
Who knows what I did?
Chest 1-2. All right.
All right, Springfield's Rock Station, Q102. I'm Leslie.
Hey, I'm Fish.
And that is Fish. And I have a stupid question for you.
You sounded disappointed. That's Fish.
That's Fish. Wah, wah.
Wah, wah, wah.
That's the noise that I hear every time I walk into a room.
You should actually hear that little... that sound, that little
Was
fish.
That a Star Trek sound?
Was it?
Like the doors opening? Was that what you were trying to go for?
I don't know.
What were you doing?
Like the little bubbly sound. Like the Like, okay, no, I'm B-52's Rock Lobster. You know what I'm talking about, right?
No.
Yes, you do. You told me to
Are you talking
noise.
About, like, the bubbly noise that we saw on pop-up video when the bubbles would come up on the screen?
Oh, bloop. Bloop. Yeah. As long as it's some sort of, like, aqua sound.
All right. I'll go with it.
Okay. Remember back in the day when this whole question thing started, I asked about what was the deal with one-ply toilet paper?
Yeah, and I don't remember the answer because something the listeners should know.
It was dumb.
Is I just pull answers out of my ass.
Yeah, basically it was like, what's the deal with one-ply toilet paper?
Right.
It's dumb.
Right.
But anyway, so this one kind of goes along with toilet paper.
Okay.
So why does toilet paper need a commercial? Who isn't buying toilet paper?
I don't think it's because people don't know what toilet paper is. I am sure that it's just to get the certain brands out there. Do I want the one ply Scott toilet paper that, you know, my finger's going to bust through?
And it does.
Or do I want the toilet paper that's good enough for a bear's ass? Right? That's the question.
Those little toilet paper bears are cute.
It's not, sure, they are, and I get it. Does really, the Pope poop in the woods? Are bears Catholic? Those are the two questions.
Maybe back in the day, the Pope did.
Back in the day when that's all he had before
when
he got his,
like,
golden throne?
Yeah, but when it was the beginning of time.
But you know how many Catholics we have in Springfield? We're going to get crucified. No, but I think it's more just to do with what kind of toilet paper, not that toilet paper exists. But that brings up another thing that I always find kind of funny, is if you go between here and Branson, all those billboards, every now and then you'll see a billboard for an item that... really shouldn't. And I think the craziest one I ever saw was a billboard for asphalt.
What?
Yeah, asphalt. Like they were advertising asphalt. And I don't even think there was a brand name on it. It was just asphalt.
What?
Right.
Like, okay.
First of all, how many people driving cars on asphalt are in the market to buy asphalt?
It's like, hey, you know what? I need asphalt.
Right.
Well, maybe they could be like, you know,
hey, Alexa, can you add asphalt to my list?
No, maybe they're like, you know, honey, our driveway needs to be redone.
Yeah, but seriously, no one is going, the driveway needs to be done. Should we do it in asphalt? I mean, I get that it's a choice, but it just doesn't seem like a big enough choice to me to advertise.
Was the phone number 1-800-ASPHALT?
I don't remember. But then, like, there's cotton. The touch, the feel of cotton. I'm just buying a shirt.
You don't need the whole slogan?
I don't need them to advertise cotton to me. I'll just buy the shirt.
It's like, I understand the marketing and everything, but also, are you at the store getting meat? And you're like, ooh, pork. The other white meat.
Right. You know what? I'd really like to have white meat tonight, but maybe not this white meat. Maybe the other white meat.
Yeah.
What's for dinner? Oh, it's beef.
It's not white meat.
Right. Hey, honey, I was wondering, since we're in San Francisco, what kind of treat should we have? Oh, rice-a-roni.
Ding, ding. You have to do the ding, ding.
Ding, ding. This whole bit, this whole thing, this whole conversation just shows that marketing works.
It does.
It's dumb.
Because we remember, speaking of remembering slogans, do you know the song, the Mr. Clean song?
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute. Mr. Clean is stronger longer because there's ultra power in it.
Oh, God. Why do you know it?
I don't know. Because marketing works.
I used to know the McDonald's Big Mac song. Two all beef patties, lettuce sauce, pickles, cheese, onions. No, wait. I don't remember it now. But I had a record. It was an actual record that had the song on it. And you'd put the needle down and it would sing the whole two all beef patties, lettuce. Now I don't even know.
I wonder if that's worth anything.
I don't have it anymore.
Damn.
I know. It was cardboard. It wasn't an actual vinyl record.
Yeah.
It came on the Happy Meal box and then you cut it out.
Oh, wow.
And it actually played.
That's insane.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Technology.
I know, right? Now there's a QR code and you just scan it and it plays
a
song.
That's not fun.
No, that's not fun at all. So the original question was...
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
I
Why are they advertising toilet paper?
Yeah, because who isn't buying it? We always go off topic, and that's maybe the fun part of this.
Yeah, everyone's buying toilet paper. Good. No one's buying asphalt. And there's a few people that know the McDonald's Big Mac song.
And Mr. Clean song.
And apparently the Mr. Clean song. Thanks for that stupid question.
Hey, you're welcome, Fish.